Yeah, I should know what kind it is, but I just can't call it.
Would you ever have sycamore trees?
Sycamore, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. The part of the tree that grows, the parts of the tree that grows underneath the ground, that's the part of the tree that's underneath the ground, or the what? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you...
A tree growing under the ground?
The part of the tree.
Oh, the roots. Oh, yes, ma'am. I thought you said the tree. I was wondering what dream
what
went
I have
trying to visualize yes, a tree under the ground.
Yes, ma'am. And the kind of tree that George Washington cut down.
Cherry.
Does that grow around here at all?
Not much. They do have cherry trees. Some people do, but not many.
Oh, I'll ask you about some kind of the bushes and things. A bush that grows along the road or by the fences, and its leaves turn bright red early, and you have small clusters of berries. And I think maybe old people used it in tanning leather. You ever have?
Is that a sumac?
Mm-hmm. Does that grow around here much?
Yeah, mm-hmm. In the woods.
And the kind of another kind of bush, if you brush against it, it'll make your skin break out.
Poison ivy.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as poison oak?
Mm-hmm. Poison oak and well, one's a vine and one's a bush.
Which one is the vine?
A poison ivy.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of, when you were a girl, did you eat a lot of berries and things? What kinds of berries?
Yeah, they had blackberries and dewberries and strawberries and gooseberries and blueberries. They had a lot of different berries.
Did you have a kind of berries with they had a rough surface and some were red and black and some of them red?
Not strawberry.
Did you ever have raspberries?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Some.
And
not too many though, but we had them.
Another kind of tree that the South is very famous for. It's a large flowering tree and it has shiny leaves that a lot of people use it.
China bears.
That one and this one has shiny leaves and big white flowers. And
magnolia.
Yes, ma'am. That's,
oh, yeah.
I guess South is famous for that tree.
You what?
I guess the South is pretty famous for that tree.
Yeah, that's the main one. Magnolia.
And let's see. Do you have, down here do they have another kind of tall bush with clusters of pink and white flowers?
Oleander.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Okay. Okay, these are different kinds of questions about family and so forth. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, well, first I better ask
my parents.
Yeah, or if she's married, she'd say my
husband.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, after married.
Mm-hmm. And the man might say, well, first I better ask
my wife.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard any kind of kidding terms that a man would use instead of my wife?
Yeah, so. Well, they usually call them by the names, you know, and think.
Mm-hmm. and a woman who's lost her husband, she's called a
widow.
Mm-hmm. What is, you have a name for a woman who, say, whose husband has left her?
Well,
Is there a special name for her?
No, I wouldn't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
If she was divorced from him, she'd be a grace widow. Mm-hmm. But if he just up and left her, why, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they'd call us.
And
I'm a bantering wife, I guess, or something like that.
You talked earlier about mother and father.